Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're going to talk about high performers and how you can help them achieve even more. Let's get started. So coaching is usually about the poor performer. You know, the person that's not doing so well. The person that we need to fix. I know this because people come to workshops and what's in their head is, how do I fix this guy or this gal? Now, we often view coaching at the end of the day as the last resort. We've got this problem that's not been doing very, this person who's not been doing very well. Now we got to try to get them back on the track. And so we need to do some coaching. In fact, we talk about coaching people up in order to get them up to speed. Well, coaching can be used for all those things. Hopefully not as a last resort, but coaching can be used to help poorer performers or people that aren't meeting the expectations required to help them get to that point. But coaching is just as important and just as valuable for high performers who are already doing well, who you want to do even better, and who themselves want to do even better. And so how do we encourage high performers? How do we coach high performers to be more successful? Well, the first thing we got to do is actually do it. So let's just start there. Let's not reserve coaching for the poor performer. But if we're going to think about a high performer, someone who's doing great but wants to do even better, someone who has a lot of skills but we want to help them achieve a new skill or a new level of competence, then we ought to do some very common things. We need to have clear expectations. Now, with a high performer, some of those expectations may be their own. Here's what I really want to achieve, Kevin, and so then what can I do to help them get there? But the expectation or the goal of the destination needs to be clearly defined, and there needs to be a clear understanding of why that matters, and then we need to build an action plan. And as a leader, as a coach, oftentimes we think, hey, I've got this high performer, they're doing great, they'll come up with a plan, they'll keep getting better because they have so far. But the point is that in helping them build that action plan, we have the chance to see what we can do to encourage and help them along the way. So one of the ways to encourage the high performer is to help them set a goal, help them build a plan, and then see what we can do to help them achieve it. And once the plan is set, then our job is to follow up. Our job is to support them. Our job is to encourage them. Our job is to give them the resources that might help them succeed. All of the things that we know we need to do with a poor performer, we need to do with a high performer as well. And while I know that a poor performer can drag down team performance, please know too that a high performer can often pull everyone else along in the direction of higher performance. When we have a performer who's doing excellent work, who is highly motivated, who is typically enthusiastic about what they're doing, that tends to rub off on others. Plus, 10% more from, or a 10% improvement from a high performer is extremely valuable and tremendous leverage for you and your organization. All of this to say that you already know how to influence and encourage and support a high performer. You just have to decide to do it, start looking for the chances to do it, and recognize that when you do it, you are really, truly doing your job as a leader and helping your organization move where it deserves to go. All of that leads us to today's tweet. High performers need our attention and feedback as much as poor performers do. Coaching isn't just about poor performers. Coaching is about all of the folks that work for us, helping everyone to continue to improve, to meet the needs and expectations of the organization and our customers. So that's why we take 2 full days in our Remarkable Coaching Workshop to help you as a coach get better at this critical skill. We spend 2 days in an interactive, practical, fun environment helping you learn these skills, practice these skills, and leave knowing how to be a more effective coach. And so in this interactive, immersive 2-day learning experience, you will gain those things. And you get the chance to learn not just from me, but from your peers in the room. And you will find, as others have, that it's an incredibly rewarding and valuable time investment. And there's more to the workshop than just those 2 days. Now, you can learn all about the workshop, the experience, what others have learned from it, and how you can be involved by going to the page linked here. And when you do that, then you're one step closer to spending a couple days with me, and wouldn't that be fun? I hope that you'll do that. I look forward to seeing you soon. And I hope you'll come back to another future episode of Remarkable TV.